Today is July 18th, Yud Aleph Menachem Av, and we are holding in Simen Tuf Pei Tes. We started yesterday discussing the halachas of Svira Sa'omer, and the Mechaber says, just to get the flow clearly here, in Sif Aleph, Belel Sheni, Ach Et Tfilas Arvis, Simen Tuf Pei Tes, Sif Aleph. That's chapter 489. 386 in English edition. Milel Sheni, in the second night of Pesach, Achet Tfilas Arvis, Maschil Nispar HaOmer, we start counting the Omer. Im Shachach Lispar B'Tchilas HaLaylo, Hoylech V'Sefer Kol HaLaylo. If a person forgot to count in the beginning of the evening, he should continue to count Hoylech V'Sefer Lispar the whole entire evening. Mitzvah al kol echel lispar la'atzma. It's a mitzvah for each individual to count for himself. What does it mean, a mitzvah for each person to count for himself? As opposed to, let's say, the chazan counting and everyone be yotze, which sometimes you might find a situation like this. Here, it's a mitzvah for every single person to count for himself. The Mishnah Brura says in Sif Katan Hey, Lispar la'atzmai, d'chsiv u'svartim lochem, mash m'shem mitzvah chol, al kol yochid v'yochid. So you see, it says lochem, svartim lochem, you shall count for yourselves. It's a mitzvah, you see, for each person to be counting the Omer. So I want to share with you over here, in number 14, those who have the Dirshu edition, we've been discussing a lot of other footnotes here in the Ha'aris. That even though it's a mitzvah for each individual to count for himself, the Kaf HaChaim brings the name of the Shlach HaKadosh, that it's appropriate to count with the tzibur. L'chatchilo, you count with the tzibur. He says further from the Moshe Feinstein, Shekol mitzvah roi lasis b'roiv am. Every mitzvah, it's appropriate to do with more Jews together. When you can do a mitzvah with a few people or with many people, it's better to do Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. It's a greater cover to Hashem when the mitzvah is done with more people. Baruch Hashem, you see, we have more people to come to learn, so it's a greater mitzvah. Furthermore, no, this is the Dirshu edition in the back, in the back. Yes. Furthermore, he says, "Shemisha einoy soifa b'tzibra olu lishkayach milispar." Practical point as well, which we discussed yesterday. When a person doesn't daven with a minion, it's more possible that he'll forget, because he'll go daven marav by himself because of the circumstances that he's daven by himself. But he'll forget. You know, tonight it's between Pesach and Shavuos. I have to count the Omer. And he might make such a mistake. So, a lot of reasons why it's best to daven with a tzibur, especially during the Omer. Back in the Mishnah Brura, in Sif Katan Hey, v'hinei, mashma b'yizeh de'besvira eino kimoi b'shar mitzvahis hatoloi b'amira. What comes out is that Svira Sa'omer is different. It's not the same like the other mitzvahs, which are dependent on other points. For example, Linyan Kiddush v'Avdola k'yoytz b'zeh. Dim shoma l'chaveira v'niskavim lotzeh is the yoytz b'zeh mishum d'shamei k'oina. Does everybody have to make their own havdala? No. Does everybody have to make their own Kiddush? No. You can be fulfilling that obligation with shamei k'oina, which means the one who's making the Havdalah says it, and the one who's listening says the Amen. And if you don't say Amen, it could be Yotzi as well. V'hocha gilsa ha-Torah, here the Torah is telling you specifically, d'lo yotza kol kama d'lo yisofer ba'atzmai, that a person has not fulfilled his obligation if he did not count, usfartem lachem, count for yourselves. So we see there's something unique about Svira Sa'omer, which is different to the other mitzvahs.
Like, what about
Let's go further. We want to get the flow here. So you can ask me a question afterwards, please. Avol yesh mi achronim shekosvu, but there are those achronim that say, the kavanos hatoyer hurak deloy neima the mitzvah zu abez din levad koi. In other words, like this. There are some who want to learn that Sfiras Omer, when it says Sfartam Lachem, it's coming to exclude, don't think only Bezdin has to do it. By Shmita and Yovel, where it says Sfarta Lacha, Elakoy at Tzibor. And that's referring to the Tzibor. Let's get, I don't want to stop middle of a sentence in a thought. It breaks up a whole flow. If a person hears from his friend, if one person hears from his friend who's counting the Omer and he wants to fulfill his obligation through his friend, so Reuven will be listening to Shimon. Shimon will be making the bracha. So we're saying here, according to this opinion, Reuven has fulfilled his obligation. Not like the first opinion which was mentioned. Just like in every place where we established, what's the halacha? When you hear, you have fulfilled your obligation. Now he says, this is in regards to the counting. But in regards to the brach which you make on the counting, the kuli alma afshalotze saidei chavera filo hubaki. You can fulfill your obligation of the bracha through your friend, even if you know how to make the bracha. Which we've said sometimes that's not true. If you, depending on which case, if you know how to fulfill the mitzvah, you can't have your friend fulfill it for you, which we discussed earlier. Halal was one of those examples. Just like by all the brachos. Now, the conclusion is as follows. So we discussed two sides of the coin. One side we said, means specifically, you have to count for yourself. Then we said the other side, no, someone can count for you as well. Make, you know, and be yotzi the mitzvah. However, minog b'chol Yisrael shekol echod mevarech v'soifer la'atzmai. The minog is that each individual makes his own bracha and counts as well. Ein soimchin al ha'shliach tzibor, and we do not rely on the chazan to perform the mitzvah for us. Kosvu ha'achreinim. The achreinim write. The sviro motor b'chol loshen. So we discussed this a little yesterday, where if a person doesn't know what he's saying, so then he didn't fulfill his obligation. Therefore, if he speaks Swahili, I don't know what language that is even, but it's a language. So if he speaks Swahili, so say it in Swahili, if you can't, if you understand what that means. Because you have to know what you're saying. Just as long as you understand what you're saying. Even if you don't understand, there are times when a person says in Lashon Kodesh, he might feel, oh, Lashon Kodesh is very powerful, so even though I did not fulfill, I don't understand what I'm saying, but I still will fulfill my obligation. Here he's saying, no, you have to know what you're saying in order to fulfill the obligation of Sir Somer. Rabbi Joel, you wanted to comment something?
Yeah, there's another instance where we do the same thing. We don't rely on the Shleach.
Mechaber says, on the next page, those who didn't turn yet, page 188, V'tzarech lispor me'umad ulevarech techila. Should we be standing? Should we be sitting? So Mechaber says we should be standing and make the bracha. V'tzarech lispor me'umad. Stand when you make the bracha. V'tzarech lamoy, it says the Mishnah Rusev Kanvav. From the time you begin the bracha, you should be standing. In number 25, he tells us, I'm reading 25 of the Dershu. For example, if a person is leaning on a shtender, for example, let's say I'm making my bracha, leaning like this, and putting all my body weight on it, that if this stender would be, I mean, actually not, because I don't want to fall. But if someone would be leaning on the stender in such a way like this, and that if the stender would be pulled away, that's not called standing. Because he's leaning on something else. So when he makes his bracha, he should be careful to make sure he is not leaning on that stender. You want to put some weight on it and pressure, that's one thing. But to put all your body weight, that if you remove that stender, you're going to fall down, that's not called standing. For a zokin or a chayla, there are leniencies. So he says that's also by tkiya shofar, when we hear in the shofar Rosh Hashanah, we should also make sure that we are not leaning. It could be a chair, whatever it might be. Or it could be for the same matter as the wall. You have a wall seat, and so you're leaning on the wall during the tkiya. So you know, you have a lot of tkiyas going on. So you want to stand. And you have to stand. You want to lean on the wall. You can't lean on the wall if you're standing on your own. Okay. He says further in Sif Kotin Zayin, by the Mechaber says first, V'soifer hayomim v'ashuas. How do we count? So we count the days, v'ashuas, and the weeks. Ketzad, for example, v'yom harishon, on the first day of the Sfiros Omer, Omer hayom yom echad ba'omer. Today is the first day of the Omer. Hayom yom echad ba'omer. We don't say Rishon. Rishon has a connotation of haschol, of a beginning, but none that means the first day of the Omer. Ad shemagia l'shiva yomim, until you come to 7 days. V'oz yoimar, then you say hayom shiva yomim. Today is 7 days. Shehem shavua echad ba'omer, which is 1 week in the Omer. What do you do on the eighth day? V'yom shmini, on the eighth day, yoimar hayoim shmoina yomim. So you say the days first. Shmoina yomim. Shehem shavu echad, which is 1 week. V'yom echad ba'omer. So once again, after you hit a week's worth of counting, you now are day number 8. Hayom shmoni yom, today is 8 days, which is 1 week, shem shavu echad, v'yom echad ba'omer. We'll be discussing what happens if a person only counts the days, only counts the weeks, has he fulfilled his obligation? He continues and says, Zechein, ad shiagia la'arba asar yoimar, when a person comes to 2 weeks now, what does he say? Hayoim arba asar yomim. We are now have 14 days, Shehem Shnei Shavuos Ba'omer, which are 2 weeks in the Omer. Val derech ze moine v'hoylech ad mem tes yoim. This is how we count, up until including the 49 days, all the 49 days. Okay, let's now go back and see the Mishnah Rura. I just want to point something out before Neil catches me on this. We just mentioned over Hayom Arbasar Yomim, it should be Arbasar Yom. And that's if you take a look all the way in the bottom of the page over there by the footnote in some Mishnah Berurah's have addition, Sarach Lomar Yom, the correct, and Mishnah Berurah says as well in Sifkat and Tess, that which we'll see inside, that it should say Hayom Arbasar Yom Shehem Shnei Shavuos Ba'omer. Okay, we'll see that in Sifkat and Tess. Right, that's where we're going. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah now, Sif Katan Zayin. And once again, the case was the explanation of how are we supposed to be counting. So we say the days and the weeks. V'sev ha'yomim v'ashvuos. Dichsev, why? Because the Pasuk says, Tisperu chamishim yoim. You should count 50 days. Uksev shiva shavuos tispar loch. For 7 weeks, you should count for yourselves. In other words, there's in the Torah discusses the weeks and the days, the days and the weeks, so therefore we want to make sure we are counting both. The Mishnah Berurah further, he says further, Im siper yomim l'chud. If you just say days by itself, you can sit up front if you like, by the table, whatever's good. Im siper yomim l'chud. And if you only count days, and there's a sefer here if you want also. In Sibra Yom Lechud, if you count days, V'lo Yitzke Shavuos. What happens? He didn't say the weeks. He didn't say the weeks. Yesh Oimrim Sheyotze B'Diavid. There are those that say that he's Yotze B'Diavid. That he has fulfilled his obligation just by counting the actual days. V'yesh Oimrim. There are those that say Shetzorech Lachzor Lisper Yomim V'Shavuos K'Din. That he has to go back and count correctly. That they count the days and the weeks. Let's for Yom Vishwas. Valkane, therefore, Chayziv is Soifer Beloy Bracha. But this, that the person didn't say the weeks in the first place, he should repeat it, the counting, but not the Bracha. Don't repeat the Bracha. Why not? Because it could be he fulfilled his obligation already. If he fulfilled his obligation, so he cannot make the Bracha. Avim Shachach Lachzav Lispar. So he tells us if you forgot to go back to say the weeks with the days as well, you can continue to count with a bracha. Now you have the flip side, the reverse. You counted the weeks, but you didn't count the days. So let's say it's a week's worth time or 2 weeks into the Omer. So you said, Hayom, like we said, had next page over here, Hayom Shavua Echad Ba'Omer. But you didn't say, Shiva Yomim, Shem Shavua Echad Ba'Omer. So the Mishmur says, Kigoyin Shomer Ba'Yom Hashvi, Hayom Shavua Echad. 3 lines from the bottom of the page there, on page 188. V'lo Hiskia Yomim Kalal. He did not mention days at all. L'kuli Alma Loy Yotza. According to everyone, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Why? If you take a look in the Shaar HaTzion, all the way in the bottom, it's around 3 lines up from all the way in the bottom of the page. In Sif Kotin Yud Aleph, we'll see like 6-7 words over there. The Lekuli Alma, everyone agrees, Tzarich Lahaskir Yomim. You have to mention the days. If you do not mention the days when you count, the week is not enough. You did not fulfill your obligation. Uksiv Chamishim Yoim Tispar. Why is it so important to count the days? Why is the week not enough? Because the Pasuk says Chamishim Yoim Tispar. 50 days you shall count. So if you did not count the days, you did not fulfill your obligation, and then you'd have to go back and do it again. Siv Kodn Ches. The Ramah puts in the word over here, Hayoim Yoim Echad Bo Oimer. Majority of Paiskim say that one should be saying Lo Oimer. Okay, so what do you do? We go according to the majority of Paiskim and say Lo Oimer. Do we say Bo Oimer? Let me ask you a question. Should you say Bo Oimer and Lo Oimer? Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look over here in the Deir Shu number 30 for those who have it. And for those who don't have it, can listen along. And he says as follows. The Arizal had the Nusach to also say Lo Oimer, and so did the Gra. Uminega Gra, I'm sorry, Uminega Gra, Hoya Lo Oimer, Bo Oimer. V'chei Noag Chazanish, to say Bo Oimer. V'chei Mash Mistim Slosh and Mishnah Brura, to say Bo Oimer. Okay, however, Rishlom Zalman Zatzal, Hoya Lispor Pa Machas Lo Oimer. First, Rishlom Zalman would say Lo Oimer, Upa Machas Bo Oimer, and then he would say Bo Oimer. But he didn't necessarily tell others to do the same. Okay, now let me ask you a question. We know there's a halacha. If a person makes a mistake, let's say it's Damishmon Esrei, and we are approaching, actually now it's after Tisha B'Av, we are approaching the Yom Noraim, and we'll start soon in a few months, a few weeks. We'll start soon Melech HaKadosh, Hakel HaKadosh, to switch to Melech HaKadosh. What happens if a person makes a mistake and he says Hakel HaKadosh and he switches quickly, Techdei Dibor, within 3 words time, seconds amount of time? He has to fix his mistake. So how does it help to say Lo'imer and then Bo'imer? All I'm doing is canceling out, or Bo'imer first and Lo'imer afterwards, I'm canceling out my first one. Because this concept is of Techdei Dibor. So to that, we look at the stifler. And the stibler, what would he do? He wouldn't just say, lo oimer nem bo oimer. The stibler, she yachzav yispor pam noisefes l'fi anusach hasheni. He would say first, hayoim yoim, whatever the day is, lo oimer, and then count the second time, hayoim yoim, he would, you know, right, first, bo oimer. Why? Because of this exact problem. He says, I will ain shum toy eles loimer loimer umiyad la'acha mikain bo'imer. There's no gain to say loimer and then immediately afterwards say bo'imer. You canceled out the first thing you said. Just like when a person is about to make a bracha and he makes a shahakol and he quickly realizes, wait a minute, I had an intention to make a hadama. So he corrects himself. So he took care of his mistake. So here also. Okay, fine. So then he discusses more about this topic.
Why couldn't you do it on a Tanai?
I don't know what that means.
In other words, say if you have in mind.
The stipler is saying to count Lo'omer and Bo'omer, and of course you're not uprooting the other one. I want to point out, according to most Paiskim, we're talking about here a mitzvah the Rabbanan. And look at the need and desire to make sure he does it, they do it, perform it the correct way of the highest level possible. So it gives us a fine tuning and recharge our batteries. When it comes to Doraisas, to try to make sure we perform them the best way possible. Yes.
Why